You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Alexa, who was the first one to get through? Hi, Alexa. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're really spectacular. Good. It's good been day. A fun day.
Very.
Fun day so far. What are you up to today? What are you doing?
I'm just driving back home from dropping off one of my kids to school. I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
So what are you going to do with the rest of your day?
I don't know. I'm under the weather, so just hopefully rest. Oh, no. I got to take a little one to a doctor's appointment. Never mind.
The little one where?
Doctor. She has an eye appointment.
Oh, eye appointment. Eye doctor. Okay. Well, that sounds fun.
Well, what's wrong with you, Alexa? How are you feeling poorly? Jeremy doesn't feel good either.
I'm all stuffy, too.
Yeah, I'm stuffy. I have a bad headache. I don't know. It's so, I don't know.
Maybe I was near you somehow this past weekend, and you gave it to me.
Bummer. Maybe.
What are you doing? Is anybody, like, cooking you dinner or anything tonight, or do you have to do that, too?
I got to do that. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Tostadas. We had tostadas last night. Nice and easy.
Yeah.
The lamest of the Mexican foods.
Listen, we had a basketball game in Golden at like 6 o'clock, so I was like, tostadas tonight. Easy
peasy.
There's
so many great Mexican foods that you can have, and
well,
you
can doctor it up. You can doctor it up. It's all about the toppings. Put a little guac on there. Put a little lime rice on it with the beans.
I mean, ooh. I'm Mexican. It's pretty lame.
It's lame.
Never mind. I'm not going to talk
Alexa
you into it.
Alexa knows what I'm talking about. It's lame.
It is lame. Fine. It's lame.
Just don't ever make tostadas again. Make
it's
something
easy.
That's got some class to
Listen,
it.
Listen, if you need a quick, easy meal, tostadas is where it's at.
Whoa. I mean,
you rub some beans on a giant chip and say, have at it.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I like Alexa. She goes,
she's like, yeah,
I'm Mexican. It's lame.
It is lame.
Oh, what's your go-to dish? Like when you're feeling really good, what's the dish, your specialty dish, Alexa, that you're most proud of?
I think it'd be chiles rellenos. It's like a stuffed pepper.
Oh, yeah.
But they're deep fried.
Oh,
girl.
See, that is solid right there.
What kind of sauce you put on that? Like a red sauce?
Yeah, when I have time, because it's really time consuming. And I have my time and I take my time, they taste really good.
That sounds incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I would eat that all day long.
Mm-hmm. Solid. Alexa,
now, can you put that on a giant chip and serve it to your children?
Yes, you can.
You could.
Chip.
I mean, they have, you can put it on a piece of baguette bread and eat it as with a tortilla. You know, that's like leftovers for the next day.
Oh, that sounds good,
sure
too.
You put it on tostada. Yeah.
All right. Well, you are charming. I hope you feel better. You ready to play Rattle Off with us?
Yes.
All right. 10 seconds. Got to give us 5 examples in 10 seconds. We're looking for chains of convenience stores. 5 different convenience store chains. Ready?
Like a, wait. Question. Like gas stations or like grocery stores?
Boy, they,
well, definitely
they,
not a grocery store, but we're talking about the, you know, like convenience stores on a
corner.
Yeah,
but they blur the lines now with
all
that.
I know, they can have gas pumps out front. I don't care about that. As long as it's not like a big, you know.
You can't say King
I'm
Supers.
I'm not going to accept King Supers or
Safeway.
Those are not convenience stores. I'm talking about on the corner, quick in, quick out convenience stores. 5 different chains. Ready? And go.
Walgreens, CVS. 7-Eleven, Hubs or Herb.
Time's up.
Yeah, and I don't think I even would have accepted Walgreens and CVS. Those are drugstores. I'm talking about convenience stores.
Like a Maverick, I guess, or a,
Maverick
a Come
is
and
one.
Go.
Come and Go is another one. 7-Eleven, for sure. You said that. Yeah.
And many more. Darn it.
Okay. No worries.
Listen,
thank you.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
When I was in high school, there was a chain of convenience stores called Skinny's.
Oh, really?
And they had hundreds of them, Skinny's. And I remember when I was a senior in high school, I think, a new company came in to compete with them, and they called themselves Fatso's.
It kind of had to be done.
It was hilarious. It was skinnies versus fatsos in the convenience store wars.
I like that. That's funny.
That's classic. I wonder if those are still around. I don't know. Hi, Alicia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing today?
Oh, getting ready. We're moving to our new house tomorrow.
Hooray!
Hey, it's exciting.
That's
where is
big
it?
Time.
What part of town?
It's in Littleton, Sterling Ranch.
Oh,
so yeah, out in Roxborough, kind of.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Way down there.
We're packing and everything today, so we're so excited. It's our first house.
Oh, that's
really very
cool,
cool,
Alicia.
Congrats.
How many houses did you look at before you pulled the trigger on this one?
A lot. Probably like 30 or 40 for a few years. It's been a few years.
Wow.
And we finally found it.
I bet your realtor hates you.
No kidding.
Well, so, that's great that you found the one, though. That's fantastic.
What was it about this one that when you walked in after looking at 30 houses, what was it that made you say, oh, this is it?
The kitchen, the granite countertops and the beautiful island, just the moderate home style. It's beautiful.
You're like sold. Look at that look at that kitchen island. Sold.
It's great.
Good for you.
I will tell you that my ex recently retired. She was one of the top realtors in the state of Colorado, like top 1% or something like that. She was a badass realtor. But she one time had a client, Alicia, who made her show him over 100 homes.
Oh, my gosh.
And by the time So I kept telling her, I said, you got to fire this guy. You got to fire this guy. I said, he's just one of those shoppers. He just wants to go out and look at houses. And finally, when they got to like number 100 and something, she was like, that's it. And she fired him.
Good.
And
that's smart.
He was surprised. Why?
You're not going to buy anything at that point. You're just being nosy.
I am. Yeah. You're a weirdo if you're out looking at 120 homes and you can't find one.
Yeah, that's strange.
You're just a shopper.
That's strange.
Maybe he liked your ex-wife.
That could be part of it, yes.
Now, you laugh, but that came up in the conversation, too, because obviously an extremely beautiful woman, and it's like, is he just really wanting to just
hitting
hang
on
out with her? I mean, is that what's going on? I don't know.
Could be.
I don't know.
Could be.
Alicia, congratulations to you. Let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
10 seconds. Give us five different reasons you might go to the dentist. Five things that they do to you at the dentist. Ready and go.
Root canal, cavity, dentures, teeth cleaning, and a braces.
Wow, look at that. Can't argue with any of those.
She even kept a
time
crown
to
in
spare.
Her back pocket. You're a
winner!
That's fantastic.
Well done.
To everyone who's on hold, I would say don't hang up. If you're on hold right now, don't hang up, even though we got a winner, because we still want to talk to you. And Alicia, you're the champion today.
Well done. Enjoy that new kitchen island. Do you plan on like making out on that kitchen island a little bit?
Of course she does.
Yes.
She already has.
Yeah, you probably already have, huh?
Not yet.
Not yet, but it's coming, though.
That's fantastic. Oh, good for you. Listen, hold on. Josh is going to tell you all about your prize, okay?
Thank you. Have a good
this
day.
See you later.
This is like our housewarming gift to you, Alicia.
Yeah.
That's what this is, okay? From your boys.
I love it.
See you
Thank
later.
You.
Don't go away. Don't go away. That's exciting.
It is cool.
Laura, do you remember your first house you ever bought? Have you bought a house before?
I have bought a house before.
Do you remember your very first home? How long?
8 years ago.
8 years ago.
Are you still in that same house?
Yep, I am.
Good job.
Good for you. Isn't it exciting, your very first time? I mean, you feel so grown up.
You really do. You're like, holy crap, debt.
Yep, exactly. I got back to my job and I had a big old celebration and they put a big poster that said, congrats on your next 30 years of debt.
Yep, that's right.
That's right.
Right, it is. You see that sheet of paper that they hand you of what it'll actually cost over, you know, those 30 years. And you're like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
But well, Laura,
knock it down early, though.
It's the American dream. Come on.
Yeah, well, I'm living it.
Yeah. Hey, you got some equity now.
What do you do for a living?
I do Lyft.
Lyft?
Yes.
Yeah, you're driving people around.
Oh, okay. You got for a minute, you said I do lists, like you're keeping lists.
She just makes to-do lists for people.
List keeper? That's...
No, I drive for lists.
Do you have any fun stories of passengers that you've had in your vehicle? Anybody
no,
stand
I
out?
I get pretty nice people.
You lucked out because we've talked to people that do your job and they've had like people throwing up in the back and getting in fights and all sorts of stuff.
That, I've always been afraid of people throwing up in my car when I did do the night. And downtown and stuff, but luckily never happened.
What's the charge for that if somebody does do that?
I'm not exactly sure, but they do have to pay. I think it's like over $100.
I would hope so. Some sort of cleaning fee.
Yeah.
I think if I was doing Friday, Saturday nights downtown or something like that, I think if I was doing Lyft or Uber, I would have like a puke bucket. Like
you
were
keep
talking
a little,
about
like one of those orange Home Depot buckets. Keep it there in the back
just
seat.
Keep it and say, look. Yeah, I mean, really. I mean, if you're feeling sick, here.
Put your head in this. Yep. Don't ruin my leather.
Just carry a bag of brown bags.
No, those will soak through. You need the Home Depot bucket. Get on it. Put one in the trunk.
Oh, Laura, you're so charming. I wish you could have played today. Call us back tomorrow and you can play game, okay?
We'll try again.
All right.
Well, we appreciate you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye.
I love our listeners. Kelly and Natasha have continued to hold because they're cool. Hi, Kelly. Good morning.
Morning, boys.
Hey,
what are
Kelly?
You doing today?
Working in between two jobs.
Are you?
In between. Yep. Well, then you're not working.
You're just hanging out now. Well, he's grabbing a panini or something.
No, driving to Boulder. Driving to Boulder to get the job done.
What do you do?
Fire protection.
Fire protection.
Yeah, I called you. I
was going to say, we've talked to you before.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about fire extinguishers and crap like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Crap like that. Yeah, just life safety. Nothing big deal.
Yeah, it's no big deal, Dom.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know if we talked about this with you last time or not, but I know that some of my smoke alarms in my house are too old and they need to be replaced. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to drag my
feet
on
that. 10 years or something, right? Seven years.
Exact. Every 10.
Is it 10? Yeah.
10
years from manufacture date.
All right, you better do that, Dom, just in case something happens.
It's probably time.
Your cat knocks over a candle or something, and your house goes up. You got to be careful, dude.
Cat knocks over a candle.
Yeah.
It could happen. Kelly, we asked some of our other callers what their go-to food is that they make, so I'm curious what yours is.
Anything seafood.
You're a seafood
guy. I love seafood, so... Last one I made was crab cakes with roasted bell peppers and a shrimp and Alfredo sauce.
Dude, why aren't you a chef?
It was good. Love it.
No, but really, why aren't you a chef? Are you a really good cook?
I'm a really good cook.
Well, you can get you a little food truck and do a little side gig on the weekends.
What are you talking about? He's making a killing with fire protection.
Yeah, but I want him to cook, too. It sounds delicious.
And before that, I made a... Four cheese crab macaroni and cheese type dish.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
That's good.
I don't like seafood in my mac and cheese.
But here's the thing. If he's got a love for doing this, if he keeps it as just like his side hustle and his little hobby that he loves, he won't get burned out on it.
Yeah,
if he
had
to do it as a career, he might get tired of doing it then.
Yeah, I do. I see that.
So
my buddy's a chef, and that's all he does, and sometimes he gets burnt out cooking all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
Well, then you know
about.
What, Kelly? I take it back. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Stick with what you're good at, right?
That's right. Fire extinguishers.
Good at fire protection.
Fire protection, man. All right, you've inspired me. I'm going to get my smoke alarms changed out in the next
4 to 6 months.
Next summer.
Next summer sounds good.
Probably next summer. That's right.
Hey,
right.
House is, now.
House is 20 years old, so it's beyond time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
listen,
Kelly.
Drive carefully today. Thank you for listening, and we appreciate you. Have a great day, okay?
All right, boys. Have a good one.
Thank you, sir.
We will. Thank you. All right. And the other one hung up.
Gonzo.
What happened?
They don't like seafood and their mac and cheese either.
Is that it?
Yep.
Like,
yeah.